I want to say something funny before the podcast starts, but I can't think of anything.
Suck my
damn it, Sage.
All bleeped out.
Enough boy talk. Girl, run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got Miss Sarah. Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Or, oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. And we got Sage.
Are we just going to, like, keep throwing names out for me until we figure it out?
I don't know.
Yes.
Last week it was Sage.
I almost did that again, but I was like, we got to find something that sticks. If you have any suggestions, feel free to let me know.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Or if we can think of a nickname for her, Sagey Sage.
Pretentious Sage, apparently.
Pretentious Sage. How about Bitch Sage?
Well, that's a given.
I like that. Yeah. That's funny.
That's a given.
Bitch Sage.
It just kind of reminds me of a Family Guy episode. It's like, and this is Bitch Duck when they're doing a cartoon.
Yep.
And that was her name, Bitch Duck.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, if you would like to contact us to give us any name suggestions for Miss Sage... Mistress Sage,
I don't know. Mistress Sage?
No, you're a sub. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't.
How can they get a hold of us?
We have a phone number that you can call, text, leave us a message. It is 253-778-6029. And then we have Gmail, which is thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo!
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, broadcast 999.
Perfection.
What about Salty Sage?
Am I salty?
You can be.
Yeah, you can be pretty salty.
Yeah.
But I feel like that.
Yeah.
That sounds like an old lady or
salty
something.
Sage.
I'm like
trying to think of like something that rings with sage.
Sagey.
Sour sage.
Kinda. I think that's closer, but not quite.
Huh.
Sexy
sage.
Sexy sage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep.
Sensual
pondering
sage.
That.
Sensual. Ha ha.
Sex me, Sage. I don't know.
Sex me.
Sex me, Sage. Sex me.
Oh, good.
Scissor me, Xerxes.
What?
South Park.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know, but I liked it.
I was really surprised that Vicky didn't just get that.
I don't actually watch a whole lot of South Park, so.
I don't either, but, like, that's pretty.
I know taco flavor kisses.
I don't watch any of that.
So how was your weekend, ladies, considering we just did a podcast on Friday to make up for the New Year's situation?
Dude, it went by so fast. I don't even...
Yeah, it really did.
What happened to it? Dude, I went to Saturday night. I was hanging out with some of my friends, and the majority of them were gay, so they always usually go to our place or something. And I don't know. I guess sometimes go, and then sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to, like, see what's up with the dudes. But anyway, we went to Rebar, which is right by here, and it was lesbian night.
Yeah.
And we decided to go, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had that much fun, like, in a minute. Probably since my birthday, but I wasn't, like, blacked out.
Friend Cody there?
Yes. And I walked in the door, and he was at the door, and I didn't know he worked there. And I was like, what?
Cody, who works at the end?
Yeah, he works at the end. And
was he a bouncer or is he a...
He's like the front door man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was right next to the person taking money for the cover. But of course, like, he just stamped me and hugged me. And I was like, oh, hook it up. This was so... It was so much fun. And there were some really attractive females. I was like,
dang,
wow.
Ooh.
There are some hotties. But it was a blast. I had a really good time.
Sounds like fun.
And then it's always fun, like, grinding on guys who, like, are gay, because, you know, it's just, like, you can get as freaky as you want with your bad self grinding on their D, and they're not going to, like, want to be taking you home, you know? They're not going to want to actually, like, ram it in your...
Yeah, they're not going to try grabbing stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. It just, I don't know why, I really got down with one of my gay friend guys, and I was like, this is probably way too much, but... Sorry, not sorry.
That reminds me of this awesome video clip I saw, and it makes me feel a little awful, but it's kind of hilarious. The sexy, sexy Adonis of a man, like six-pack abs, just gorgeous. And it looks like some sort of music festival. And he's grinding up on this chick, and she's a heavier gal, like pretty heavy.
Pretty chunky.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
And she's dancing, grinding up time of her life, and then the guy turns over and sees a guy and, like, hugs him and kisses him, makes out with him. Because I think that, like, obviously it was his boyfriend. And the girl turns around, looks, and she just storms off all pissed off. Like, honey, what'd you expect? Were you trying to take this guy home?
Probably. She was probably like, damn, yeah, he's into a little chunky monkeys. More pushy.
I don't know.
Some hot guys are, like, super into bigger girls.
It's called Chubby Chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was, yeah, she was probably butthurt.
All up on it, yeah. All butthurt because he would be butthurt later and she wouldn't be it.
Oh! Mic drop.
Okay, that's it. That's the podcast. It's, we're done. Yeah.
It's really hard to drop these mics.
Yeah, they're kind of connected. My weekend involved really sexy ladies too, but I was curious, Sasha, did yours at all? Trifecta?
Involve sexy ladies?
Just
yeah,
ladies?
Come on.
She's like me?
Just myself.
Yeah.
In a sloth onesie.
That's pretty darn sexy.
What?
That sounds pretty sexy.
Oh my God, it was the best Christmas present ever.
I'm tempted to buy another onesie.
Did you do it in your onesie?
Did you have sex in your onesie?
No, because I'm not a furry. And I feel like that's on the verge of...
Not really.
No, and I also don't bring the whole, like I might be kinky, but not in an animalistic way. Like,
Okay.
But would you try it?
No, probably not.
What?
I think if it was really cold, but most guys I've dated tend to like radiate heat. Like, because we stayed at an Airbnb and the guy I'm hanging out with, he's just a radiator. And it would have, if I would have just stayed there by myself or with my girlfriend and she stayed on the couch, I would have been freezing my non-existing balls off.
Yeah.
In this room.
And yeah, you start with the onesies on. I mean, they probably eventually come off.
But I mean, yeah, some onesies have like the zipper on the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, doggy stuff.
I love this. Mine doesn't, but it's definitely got a tail.
Yeah.
It's just like this little like flap. It's really cute.
See, I want to get like an actual, it's a onesie, but it looks like Christmassy. And I think it had a hood and it looks like I want to walk around in it.
Now I just
want
to have sex in onesies.
That's the name of the
I just don't feel sexy in a onesie.
It doesn't matter.
There's
just
some
try it.
It's,
and you love it. So it's something you love that you're wearing. It should just get you in the mood.
Dude,
man.
The trick to feeling sexy in a onesie, I feel like this is kind of a weird conversation I never thought I'd have. You wear a really cute bra with it. And some cute panties, like booty, lace booty
and then,
shorts
like, leave
or something.
It
Ooh,
yeah,
yes.
And that's how, like, you'll feel sexy underneath. So it's like, oh, you think I'm clothed, but I'm not really. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is that, so all of my other onesies, I might have three now that are all animals.
Okay, my animals.
But is that they're all zippers, except for the sloth one just has like six buttons that go all the way down. So there's large gaps between the buttons. And so like when I like sit down, like my belly button's exposed and like you can see my cleavage.
See, that's sexy, man.
It's not a bad thing, man.
And then you could just get like kind of ish matching lingerie to go under it. Oh my God, I'm getting turned on. I need to get a onesie.
Sloth
I don't even
lingerie.
Have a onesie.
Lingerie.
If you give me money, if you give me money, I will buy you one on Amazon because I might buy myself one too.
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
This is what I'd get though.
I don't know
what I'd get.
A penguin?
You
monkey?
Need a unicorn.
I love zebras.
They do have purple unicorn ones.
They have
ones.
The unicorn ones that actually have the
unicorn
horn on
them. They do have zebra ones.
Yeah.
I think they even have like Pegasus ones that have like little wings on the back.
Wow.
But those run, the unicorn ones, my cousin wanted one and I was looking to see how much they cost. Some of those run pretty expensive. You can get onesies can go anywhere between like 18, 20 bucks to like 60.
I'm all about that 18.
Yeah. Oh, Walmart, by the way, has onesies. That's where I got my Day of the Dead one.
Yeah.
It's like a skeleton Day of the Dead. It's pretty rad.
Okay. This
Anyways,
is on our bucket list.
We know what we should do. We should have a girls' night, go out to a bar, like an actual bar,
we
like a bunch
to.
Of us in
onesies.
Onesies.
Will they let us in onesies?
Yeah, why not?
Dude, we should have gone to the lesbian night in onesies all together.
Well, I was out of town.
That would have been so great.
I don't know how I feel about going out in public in my onesie, though.
Just wear like
oh
some...
Oh my gosh,
like...
she doesn't want to have sex in her onesie. She doesn't want to go out in public. And you are wasting onesies.
No, I just want to eat junk food, smoke weed, and watch TV.
And post picture on social media.
Well, okay, I had to. Come on.
No. See, here's what we do. We do our hair all cute, do our makeup all cute, wear a onesie. Because like, the problem with some of my onesies, I bought them really big because I have guy friends that come over and when we get drunk, we're like, let's all wear onesies. And then they end up ripping them because they're too big. So I always buy some onesies extra, extra large.
And the crotch
huge.
Is like on the floor.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing like with this one is that it's made so that it's like those like drop crotch.
Yeah. Pants.
Yeah. Like the track pants or whatever.
Like I have
the joggers.
A load in my pants.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing a diaper apparently.
Apparently. It's still cute.
I think so. Like if, especially because what I do is I'll pull the legs up. So they're almost, they're up on my knees kind of. And then I'll just wear boots with them or my
you
Converse.
You a G.
Yeah, because I'm a G, yo.
Yeah.
Well, she would be a G if she only did it on one.
That's true.
If you
or my Adidas.
You're a hipster.
But that's possibly something we might have to do.
Side note, another thing that happened this weekend, we won our first playoff game.
Woo! Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yes.
Sarah. You're just too busy drinking.
I did watch it.
You were just drinking.
You did?
I did watch the game, yeah.
Hey, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It was fine.
See.
It was a good game.
I wasn't near a TV this weekend, so I would just get the updates
on
Facebook.
You didn't watch it?
You know why?
She was in Portland. Wow.
I was literally at the
sure
strip club.
I'm sure there are TVs in Portland.
Oh, there are.
Yeah. But
you were at the strip club at 5:15 on Saturday? Because that's weird.
Yes.
Were you having dinner?
Yeah, we had dinner. We had dinner at the strip club.
Acrop?
Yep. We went to the Acropolis.
Woo! I haven't been. I haven't either.
So we went on Friday night. We get there and we have dinner at a fancy place. And they didn't tell me it was fancy, but apparently they didn't realize it was fancy. I'm like, but all you bitches dressed up nice. You
were trying to sabotage Vicky.
Yeah. I was telling Sarah, should we talk about that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. So I don't know if I should be butthurt or not. So we went for my buddy's birthday.
Yeah.
And so there's a bunch of girls. It's their friends. Cool. And the girls, I mean, I get along with them. One of them's kind of quieter and I try to talk to her, but I feel like she's very uninterested in everything I have to say. And I also feel like she has the IQ of a, like what your dad would say, a partially thawed fish stick. I think she's smart, but I don't think she's street smart, so she makes...
Does BJ say that?
She used to a lot.
Oh my God, I love that. Partially thawed fish stick.
She's right. Just rude.
Well, no, the blonde one. Oh, wait, no, she actually kind of is. Her and her boyfriend were there, and I was trying to, like, they did not want to sit at the rail. All the strip clubs we went to together, her and her boyfriend did not want to sit at the rail at the strip club, which is weird. And I'm like, dude, like, at one point, the ladies were like, let's give the guy space. Let's sit on this side of the rail. We could all see each other. We're kind of next to each other, but they have their space, all the boys and all the girls. And this couple just sat there, like, at our table. I'm like, what? Why go to a strip club? Like, I mean,
she probably didn't want her boyfriend all up in some other chick's...
Yeah.
Right.
Bleep.
Damn it. I'm not ready for this.
How are you not ready? It's
come
sage.
On.
It's salty,
it's,
sexy.
It's been like over 10 minutes.
Swearing sage.
Yeah.
Potty mouth sage. Woo! Sailor sage.
Sailor sage.
I love it.
That's it.
Sailor sage.
Woo! Got him.
I'm totally picturing you like one of those pinup girls right now.
Oh, that'd be hella cute. Yeah.
Anywho.
Blonde bitches.
But. Like, at the strip club, I was trying to talk to him. Like, well, if they're going to sit at the table, I'm finishing up my steak. Everyone's like, okay, I'm done eating. Let's go. Like kind of like a kid.
Is it in, like, a different area, the restaurant part?
No, I mean, you can eat pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
But we got a big table because there was a big group.
And that's not near...
I mean, kind of. Like, I mean, we could see them, but you want to be up close to the action.
Yeah. So what time did you guys get there?
I don't know.
Reach out and touch Faith. I've been... Faith is a stripper.
Actually, I think I don't even know. There was a lot of alcohol this weekend, not going to lie there. But I'm trying to make conversation with the couple, like, so they're not awkward just sitting off in the corner. I'm like, so, you know, he's like, yeah, I've been here before. The steak bite's really good. So I'm like, oh, I used to come to strip clubs a lot. Yeah, you know, I used to live here in Portland. Okay, cool. Well, I really like Portland. Like, what are the areas? Like, I always like comparing, like, which neighborhood is Ballard? Ballard. Yeah. Which neighborhood is their, you know, Fremont. Pioneer Square, Fremont?
Yeah. Their entire downtown is Pioneer Square. Right.
But, like, I don't know these. Like, so I was just trying to make conversation. I was, like, asking and stuff. And he'd, like, give me really short answers or not even really answer my questions. And then just kind of stop looking at me and just kind of, like, kind of look at the strippers. But you can tell they're kind of looking past them.
Were they just, like, uncomfortable and just did not want to be there?
Like, they didn't look, like, oh, my God, like, squirmy or anything like that.
Just super uninterested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, then why come out? Like, I don't get you guys.
They don't...
Or do you not
first.
Like me? Did I offend you at some point? Or am I not? Like, I don't know. I can figure it out. But the girls, early in the morning, I was texting one of them, like, hey, what's going on today? Like, do we need to meet anywhere? Is anything planned? Did you make ours? Like, no, no plans. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to go get breakfast. We can meet you somewhere. It's like, just tell me what's going on.
First of all, how are you going to plan this entire weekend and then not have plans? You're going to have people come all over from wherever.
Yeah.
For a birthday weekend and then not have plans on
during
the
day.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
That seems really stupid.
Because she didn't, like, the boyfriend likes whiskey and brewery beers, all this stuff, comic books. And they did go to a bookstore and then they went to Buffalo Exchange. The girls met back at their hotel because we were the only ones that didn't get a hotel room. We got the Airbnb because it was cheaper and it's cozier. And I don't know. It was... I'm really glad that we did that. And the people who had the house were really, really nice. So I was like, okay, well, we're coming into downtown. But, like, it was snowing, like, little bits at that point. It got really bad later in the night. And she's like, no plans. And they had mentioned the night before, like, oh, there's a spa at the hotel and all this stuff. We should do spa day and go shopping. It's like, okay, well, if girls go shopping, the boys do the brewery, that's totally cool. We can meet up later. And She's like, I asked her, she's like, no plans, you know, we're meeting here. I'm like, okay, well, let me know. That's when her boyfriend texts me. He's like, yeah, we just got an Uber. We're going to this brewery. And I get there and it's just the two of them, two boys. The other guy stayed away, and the other couple, I don't know what the other guy did. But the girls all went to the spa thing without telling me.
No invitation for Vicky.
I'm just like, okay, yeah, I went with the boys, but like.
No, I would have been butthurt. And I'd be like, bitch, why didn't you tell me you were going to the spa? Like, I mean it whether I would have gone or not, or wanted to go or not. Like, you should have invited me.
Like, and if you have, like, and if that's the case, you don't want to invite me, then tell me why you don't want to invite me.
And then I'd be like, then don't invite me on this trip.
Exactly.
Bitches be petty.
Right? I'm like, what the hell did I do to you?
I don't know why you didn't ask her.
I mean, because it's not my birthday. I wanted to make sure, because she's the kind of person that would, regardless of what she does, like, it's going to be, the attention is on her. And the fact is, this weekend was not, the attention was clearly not on her. We're going to a strip club. The attention is not going to be on her. It's going to be on those fake old biddies. Sorry.
Take old biddies.
And they are amazing. Those are some sexy ladies. And I'm sorry if that bothers your self-esteem, but...
Everything bothers her self-esteem.
Everything does.
I don't know if you've met this. I think you've briefly met this person, but...
Have I?
Yeah, at a party.
I feel like that's so, like, I don't know. You went all the way there for his birthday, and like, but you're really good friends with her, supposedly. And
yeah, like, I thought we were cool. And I even recently, I decided, like, look, let's start something. Like, let's go. We were thinking, let's do the gym thing. Let's, like, let's go 3 times a week. We're going to, like, that way. I'm like, well, I feel bad. Let's reconnect our friendship. Let's rekindle it by, like, actually hanging out and bonding over something. And
Yeah.
She hasn't talked to me about it. I'm like, we were going to try to talk over the trip, but it just never worked out, which is...
Yeah, it's because she's ditching you and going to the spa.
Right. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm over it.
Is she closer to the other girls that were there?
Kind of. Now she is. But I'm like, I've partied. Like, we've had girls' night all together before, and I've had a great time with, well, I don't really talk to the blonde one, but I talked to the other gal, and she was, like, to the point where I was really drunk the last time. She's like, oh, Vicky, yay, you're here. More of your stories. And I'm like, oh, crap. What stories did I tell last time?
Well, and I feel like regardless of whether you're close or not, you're close enough to have, like, traveled all this way.
Yeah.
For the birthday that I feel like, and there's only, what, 3 or 4 girls, like, it wasn't like,
yeah, there was the 3 of them. There's one other girl. She's like the girlfriend of one of his buddies. And she's more of a plain Jane, kind of like, I like to just kind of sit
and read
and do my
thing. I feel like no one should have been excluded.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Do you think, I mean, because, like, I know you pretty damn well and we're very similar. Do you think it's more because you're more of like the guy's girl?
I mean,
I know that you would love to have a spa day, but
yeah.
Normally you would choose to go to a brewery.
Yeah, like, if I can hang out with the boys. Before. And we had, like, some really awesome conversations at the brewery, because, like, we can get in depth and all that. And it was fun. And we went to the sex store, and it was a lot of fun. We got, so, like, I really love my buddy's friend that came from out of town, because he's the kind of person you just sit and talk about anything, about life. And it's just, it's fun, and it's, but, like, the fact that I didn't get an invitation, it's like, hey, you know, it may not be your jam, but we're going to go do this. Like, I'm the kind of person that I will invite everyone, because I don't, like, I'm like, hey, you know what? I know you don't like karaoke, but I really want to go to karaoke. I know. I just want you to know that you're included.
Yeah.
That I'm not excluding you.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Which you've done to me multiple times, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even though I hate karaoke.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to go
I like
this.
Watching it.
Yeah.
But
you did sing once. I've seen you sing once.
I was wasted.
Yeah, you were.
And I sang garbage terribly.
I thought it was good, but that's just me.
I sang garbage like garbage.
But yeah, okay, I'm glad to know that I wasn't, because in my head I'm like, I'm not gonna overreact. Maybe I'm overreacting.
I mean, honestly, like, I would think of it as they're being petty as all SF, whatever you want to call it. And if you had gone with them, do you think you would have had as good of time if that, like, than you had with your guy friends going to a brewery and going to a sex shop? Like, those things are more your style anyways. Yeah.
But, I mean, I could have totally used a pedicure, man.
I could have used a facial,
well,
dude.
Then let's go get pedicures.
Let's go.
Well, shit.
Right now.
Screw down,
we'll
bitches.
And then we'll take a nice, pretty picture of what we're wearing.
They posted
on social media.
Oh, yeah, they posted.
We're going to take a spa day.
Yeah, they posted a picture of the 3 of them, like, in a mirror, with their spa day outfits or whatever, like, that they get.
Let's go get pedicures in our onesies.
I would totally do that. And maybe manicures.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got to find my schedule, and we'll pencil it in.
Damn. Yeah.
Having our spa day in our onesies, mother. But I will say, we did go to a couple strip clubs. Sassy's was fine. Like, Sassy's is more the alternative.
Sounds like hairy people.
Alternative?
Like lots of tattoos, lots of piercings.
That's my strip club.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Sarah's face right now. I really wish you guys could see this. Oh, my God.
When I think of alternative, I don't know. I just thought of like a lot of hairy bushes and like armpits. And I was just like not
It's like a rock goth.
Like thinking in my mind.
Rock gothy kind of place. And then like a lot of the girls had very heavy, like in the sense of they did a lot of stuff with a pole, and there's like a pole that's kind of anchored to the wall, almost like a loop.
So it's more acrobatic.
Yeah. So they were doing like, so basically cool. I'm watching them do their CrossFit workout, which is awesome. But as a girl, I don't know how many strip clubs you guys have both been to. I feel like I'm a lot more judgy than a guy. Guy's like, okay. But if a girl's just kind of like swaying her hips and not doing the pole or not really.
Oh, I'm super judgy.
Yeah, me too.
Like, well, I'm there. Me personally, I go to see that I can't do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I've taken pole classes before, and they make the tricks look so easy, but me knowing, because I've tried it and tried to do it, how actually, like, hard and how much muscle and athleticism you have to have, I'm just like, that's really, really hard, and that's really impressive, I'm really jealous. You know, guys they don't even think about that crap.
It's cool, because...
For guys, it's TNA. Like, let's be real.
For some guys. Like, one of the guys that was in the group, he's one of those guys that can get... He does get a lot of ass. And he's very charming. He's very good-looking. But he's a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
So, like he's an actual professional dancer.
Yeah.
That does tours. He's done tours in Europe and
so
all this
stuff.
So, it's
probably hard for him to look past.
So, he'll watch this. He'll watch him, and it's like, But if a girl is, like, dancing her heart out, he'll sit there for, like, like, cheer him on. Unfortunately, he says, that makes me a mark. And I'm like, I don't want to give you more money. I'm just cheering you to let you know you're doing great.
Yeah. Well, it's like I saw La La Land. Mm-hmm. And because I've taken so many dance classes, you could tell everyone was such a professional dancer, except, obviously, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And it was just, like, cringeworthy for me. Because you could tell when she, like, there was, like, a double in doing her footwork. And then you could tell when she was doing it, and I was just like... Oh, this is so hard.
Or it's like when you watch like people like radio professionals on shows or whatever.
Yeah, and
you're
they
like,
don't have the headphones on or something.
And I'm like, no, where are your headphones? Headphones. Yeah. Anywho. But...
Actually, that kind of reminds me. We watched The Revenant this weekend with Leo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy. But we watched it on a 4K. We watched it in 4K on a 4K TV. And it was magnificent until the bear attack. The bear, like, just because it was so crystal clear, you could tell that the bear was CGI'd.
Yeah.
Ooh. There were moments where, like, it looked like it was real, but for the most part, it was just, ruin it for me.
But it was unfortunate because it's so hyped.
But damn, all the nature scenes, I was like, damn, you pretty, Vancouver, you pretty.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I do want to check it out. I love Tom Hardy and everything he does.
Oh, he... is fantastic.
He's a new show. I think it's called Voodoo. No.
Taboo.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That was close.
He's so hot. Anyways, on to the strip club. But yeah, Sassy's was fine. But they don't let you, like if you want to put, like, a dollar, like, in your shirt or something, they're like, we can't take money from you. You have to put it on the table. So they couldn't really interact with you too much. But then we went to the A-Crop, by the way. A $10, filet mignon.
$10?
$10 for filet mignon with a baked potato or french fries.
What?
How much does it cost to get in, though?
$5.
Okay, why the hell can't we adopt this kind of strip club up
That's
here?
Crazy.
I hate the laws up here.
So the reason why it's a $10, and it's not like you pay $10 for steak anywhere, it's going to be crap. It's going to be chewy. It's going to be awful.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, the owner of the strip club has his own, like, cattle ranch.
Yeah, it used to be just a steakhouse.
Yeah.
And then they started, like, their waitresses started getting a little bit more provocative and flirty, and that's what guys went there for. And then I think they, like, changed the laws or something. Uh-huh. And it was, I think it was mostly, like, a dress code law or something like that. And so he just decided to turn it into a strip club.
But the steaks are delicious perfectly cooked.
Oh, God,
and it was funny because the guy that I went with, he's like, oh, I'm going to put on slacks and a button-down shirt. I'm like, why? We're going to the A-Crop.
You
he's
put
like,
on sweatpants, dude.
He's like, no. I'm like, no, honey, it's not a classy place. I'm like, if you want to wear a button-down shirt, wear your jeans with it. Like, you can go a little nicer, but don't overdo it. You're perfectly fine.
Aren't men supposed to wear, like, thin fabric when they go to a strip club?
No, but the girls there, I was so impressed. I love their spirit. Most of them were very flirty because, like, some girls just dance and they do their routine.
And they look like they're going to die.
Or they're just working out. They're just too busy doing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
These girls, one came out and I was so blown away by her. She was just on every person she danced for on her little rail thing, like, in front of them. She was having the time of her life. Like, this is what she was born to do, and she loves it. And she was so flirty, and she had the softest boobies in my face.
Softest boobies
She's
in my face.
She's just like, ooh, like, she'd hit my nose. She's like, Eskimo kisses. I'm like, okay.
Eskimo awesome. Water boat.
I'm like, awesome.
I think you loved it.
I did. I wasn't sure. Like, I don't know. Because, like, you never know. You're not allowed to touch them, but they can touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at one point, the next girl that came on, like, grabbed my face and shoved me in her chest. Yeah. And I'm just, because I kept moving my drink. Every time she'd come to the table, I'd move it so she'd have space
yeah.
to do her thing. And so I just start drinking, because you have a drink in your hand, you instinctively start to drink. She's like, girl, why do you hide behind your drink? Look at you hiding behind your drink. She takes my drink, puts it away, shoves her, like, my face in her chest. And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, what? I can't hear you. And she just starts rubbing her boobs. I'm like, what? What? I can't hear you. And she was just, they were so much fun. And I had one girl. Oh, and I think the other girl. So the guy I'm with wears a pompadour I'm hanging out with. It's complicated, but he has a pompadour. So she put the dollar on his pompadour and she picked it up with the butt cheeks. And it was amazing.
That's so talented.
Wow.
I want to practice doing that.
Yeah. There's another girl, like, there's, because for a while there's three of us girls sitting together. Because I'm like, let's give the boys some space. I'm going to sit on the side. The boys have their fun. They don't have to worry about the girls or making the girls uncomfortable. Like, we'll have our fun over here. Mm-hmm. So one of the girls, she was picking up a ton of dollar bills, like, in a row.
With her butt?
With her butt. So she had, like...
With hands or with no hands?
No hands.
Ooh, girl.
I know.
All she would do is she'd get on the counter, sit, pick it up, and move to the next one. I was so impressed.
I'm going to have to try that at home.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be really hard.
You have to fold the dollar bill kind of so it kind of stays up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Just so everyone practices at home.
Yes. Yeah. But the three of us ladies put a dollar in front of in front of us. And so she takes all her hands, lays them flat on the counter and puts the dollars, like, nicely folded in, like, the little teepee stand on our hands. She did take her time with me because she pulled my shirt up and wanted to look at my tattoo. Complimented me.
Someone wanted to lick you.
Oh, yeah. And she went in a row and sat on each of our hands to pick up the dollars. All three in a row. Not, like, pick it up, you know.
I hope she was clean.
I did, too. There's hand sanitizer everywhere, so that was great.
Yeah.
But that food was so good.
Is it trashy?
Oh, kind of, yeah. It looks like
I was going to say, if you can wear sweatpants and they have $10 steaks.
Yeah, but the steaks are delicious. Like, they taste like
real A-Crop good. Has a really good reputation.
It's not like you walk in, you don't go dressed up. It's a strip club.
Yeah.
It looks like a really, really, like,
did you go to the bathroom?
Sports bar. Yeah.
Are there, like, the strippers in the bathrooms, like, the same, like...
They've got their, like, separate...
Yeah. Their own little area.
I went to the Acropolis back, like, 2 years ago in the summer. It was, like, one of the hottest days of the year, so they had fans going everywhere, and all the strippers were just sweating.
Ew.
And so one of the girls is in the bathroom just like, ah, super hot. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run into you, which very nice. But, yeah, I recommend...
What if you, like, slip off the pole if they're sweating?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Probably.
That'd be scary.
They have multiple stages. You have your main stage. So
sweat makes you kind of sticky, though, so it might help.
That's true.
The one thing,
they
though...
They get other stuff that's sticky. What?
They used to have... the A-Crop, where it is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's nothing really next to it.
Oh, it's not, like, downtown area?
No.
Oh.
But now, what they do... They just opened up, or I don't know how long ago, but since I've been there last, there's another strip club next door. And it's, like, from dusk to dawn kind of vibe. Like, that's what it says, dusk till dawn. There's two of them, and they put one right next to the A-Crop.
Competition.
But because of the snow, a lot of places closed down. Because it wasn't so much the snow that went down, it was the ice.
Yeah, they're having terrible ice problems right now.
Yeah, it was frozen. Like, I was parked up on a hill in front of the Airbnb, and I needed to turn around because there was no way I was going to try to go up a hill.
Oh.
So I'm trying to do, like, a, you know, 3-point turn or whatever. I literally turned my wheel, took my foot off the gas, and I just start sliding.
Scary.
And I'm like, I'm like, okay, just put the brake on. And it basically, I barely had to turn the wheel, and it just slid into the position I needed it to.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Right.
But I felt like I looked so baller, though. You're an anomaly. You know how to drive in snow and ice? I'm like, I can't drive normally, but apparently I can do this.
It's because it takes no effort.
No, but I had a blast.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's
I need to go there.
Maybe we should plan a girls' trip. We should go to the freaking strip club in our onesies.
Yes, they probably like that.
They would probably love that.
Let's do it. A-crop, we'll get some steak. Sarah,
we'll get some french fries.
We'll get some french fries for you.
Sage, you and I will go to the spa.
Do you know what we should do?
Without me.
This is so stupid, but we should all get, like, gray mice onesies, like mouse onesies, and wear sunglasses and go as the three blind mice.
That should be our Halloween costume next year at work.
That would actually be
really
funny.
That's not slutty enough for her.
Yeah.
This is why you unzip
it. Oh, yeah. You just
unbutton it. Oh, yeah.
You can wear, like, gray lingerie underneath.
Or, like, cheese.
I was going to say, I was totally thinking cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
Like, see if we can find a cheese bikini top or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's one that says, like, Green Bay Packers across it or something.
For the cheese heads. I'm sure we can find you one. We have until October. It's only, 10 months away? We're fine.
Yeah.
And then, doesn't your hoo-ha sometimes taste like cheese? Isn't it fish and cheese?
No, if it smells like that, you need to go to the doctor or get that thing
No, I'm saying like in a whole, people say females either smell. Isn't it fish and cheese? It's fish and something.
Guys are from Mundo, right?
I think it's cheese.
Women smell like fish.
Yeah. Or cheese, I thought.
Guys smell like cheese.
Because they get it, if they don't clean properly, they get the actual stuff growing.
Cheese.
Ah! Ew. I don't do just so everyone knows.
I don't think I could have anything like that.
What?
I'm going to have to bleep that, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It just seems a little too provocative for the children who are listening to our podcast. To went to mommy and daddy's phone, hit the KISW app, and hit the broadcast podcast. Sorry, kids.
Mom. Didn't I say listen responsibly?
Listen responsibly. That's what it says on Facebook. That is our tagline. I keep forgetting to say our tagline.
That's all right.
I forget. Listen responsibly.
Woo! There. You killed it.
All right. Well, I got to go take a nap because I'm still tired from this weekend. So I'm ready
She's
to call
gonna
it
She's going
to
go fantasize about all the
hoo-haws.
Yes.
In her face.
The cheese in her face.
Cheese. I do like cheese. gross.
Who doesn't, though?
So if you guys have any recommendations on strip clubs that we should be hitting up in Oregon or anywhere.
Or cool onesies and cool names for Sage.
No, we came
sailor,
up with
sailor
it.
Sage.
Sailor Sage.
Oh, yeah.
Because she talks like a sailor.
Because I swear all the time. Mother sucker.
Okay, is that gonna be your little like when she introduces?
No, she's not allowed to do that every time. Otherwise, I'm gonna teach her how to edit. This is what she's gonna have to do. But that's what I'm gonna call her now, Sailor Sage.
And then she says,
I really need to like memorize the George Carlin like.
No, you do not.
Yeah, no, I do. I really do.
She really does. Her name, Sailor Sage. This is like homework now.
I'm really close to it, but I can never remember.
All right. Just don't have to edit any more of your bad words. Till next time, guys. See ya.
I love you. Bye.